on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. Pistol Pete. This evening I have with me Meg Chainsaw Chester, Meg Jana Death by Gucci, and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's happening, peoples?
Not much.
Nothing much. Same old. Same old. It's never the same old.
It never ends.
It never ends. But
it's a cycle.
This week's been nuts for sure.
Yeah.
A bit out of control.
I think with Facebook changing everything, it's annoying people.
Yeah, that change is not coming easy to me. I don't like it.
And there's going to be even more changes, especially to fan pages.
I don't like it.
I know. But we're too small to do anything about it.
I haven't seen what they're proposing, but...
Well, like if we
do something.
Yeah. Like if we complain, Facebook's really going to be like, oh, okay. Let's make Mafia Wars.
Oh, crap, the Informant Podcast is mad. We've got to stop.
I don't think they care about us, too. I don't think they care about the games that much, either.
No, I don't either. They do get a
Facebook?
Percentage of the games,
yeah,
though, don't they?
I know, so you would think they'd want to make the games happy.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't either.
And then the whole big push thing that they've done now is by October 1st, they have to have everybody switched over to secure websites for Facebook. And it's like, you know, I get what they're after to a certain degree, but it's almost like, you know, does the whole entire Facebook site really need to be secure? I mean, I get that the login page needs to be so that this way, you know, you can log in safely, but I don't know that the rest of Facebook, that's almost all public stuff anyway, needs to be secure. I don't get it. I think they're just thinking it'll be easier. And that's what's causing a lot of grief and why Zynga had so many problems over the last few weeks with just horrible response time and stuff like that. It's all related to the changes that Facebook is asking of them. And we're even running into it a little bit too because our checklist server, the server version, runs as a Facebook app. And so we've got to convert it to an HTTPS secure certificate model as well. So...
You probably did that faster than Zynga.
We haven't done it yet. But,
oh, okay.
But, yeah, you have to wait until Zynga.
You know, and we're a lot smaller. They're dealing with a lot more complications because they're dealing with servers throughout the entire world, you know, spread out, and they have, you know. So I get the frustrations they're going through. I mean, you know, I'm always one of the most critical, but I have to take a moment and appreciate the struggle that they would go through when Facebook forces a change on them. So
now, where are the Spotcom servers located?
There's some in the States. Actually, I think they're all in the States now. So,
so there's none in Sweden or Germany?
No, but the latest that we've got for the toolbar is actually on a service that has, I'll say it, it's a cloud service. And what that basically means is it's distributed across multiple locations and multiple sites. So technically, if one of the servers went down that the toolbar is sitting on, another one should be able to immediately pick up the load. So it's kind of replicated throughout a whole bunch of different places. So that's one of the beauties of why we went to that, especially because anticipating what kind of volume we would have from the toolbar. So, and you know, and we've always tried to do whatever we could in the limited budget we have to, you know, provide the most service without having to excessively beg for money or force, you know, people to do things in order to get access to the tools.
Maybe they're preparing for 2012.
What's that?
Maybe they're preparing for 2012.
Oh.
What's in 2012?
The end of the world.
Doomsday.
Oh, that Mayan
is that December
thing?
I don't know when.
I don't know. Wasn't it like last
December
month?
December 12th or something like that?
Yeah.
Preemptive before the zombie apocalypse or something.
Yeah, so that's it. So, I mean, toolbar's out and live now, getting lots of feedback and, you know.
Good feedback, too. People love it.
Good stuff. It's being run through its paces, that's for sure. Some things we've noticed, it's not even specifically a toolbar thing. We've had, if you've ever seen the video I did, one of the things I point out is that when you launch Mafia Wars, it will automatically close the ZMC and then close out the top banner with the, you know, Zynga game bar in it, the Z bar as they call it. And I've been getting a lot of people telling me that the toolbar is closing out their promotions. So when they level, they're not getting their level notification. And I can assure you that there's nothing in the toolbar that would close out promotion notifications.
Mine doesn't do that.
No, mine doesn't either. And I think what's happening, quite honestly, is they've got one of our other scripts running that, for example, like Repeat Job has an option in it to show pop-ups or not show them. And if you check one way or the other, they either are going to show or not show. And I think people are not realizing that they have that on. So I'm kind of just informing that there's a possibility that this is not a problem with the toolbar.
Or what about other scripts that aren't even spot?
Well, of course, that's always another possibility. Any add-in or other thing that you've got running in your browser could potentially cause other issues.
If your account gets good stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I only get animal feed. Sorry, John. I interrupted you.
It's okay.
What was your question, Jenna?
I was going to ask, why can I not switch right now? Is that to do with the Facebook changes?
It could be. I wasn't aware that that was broken. But
every time I hit switch, it says profile cannot be found, like as if they didn't have an account. But I know they do.
I'll take a look at it. I don't know that I haven't done a switch here today. I did one yesterday, as a matter of fact. I didn't have a problem, but it's with the changes they are making, it's quite possible that the location we're looking for to find the Facebook ID might have moved. And so that may be the reason why it's not working. But we'll take a look at it and make sure we get it fixed.
Yeah, fix that for me. I need that.
We will fix it.
I have a question for you, Pete.
Yeah.
What's going on with the requests? It seems like some things, when you ask for help, it auto posts to your wall, and you don't get the pop up to post the request.
I've seen a lot
of comments about it, and it happened to me once. I have no idea why.
Well, and it gets even more confusing because Mike talked about this, and I kind of joked with him, and I told him, he said, "You need to open up your privacy settings, sucker." That what's happening, I think, is that, again, Facebook is making changes to the feed mechanism, and what it's doing is it's bypassing the need to actually pop up the window and let you put in a comment, which I kind of like, but there's no indicators there that it's actually done what you would have expected it to do. And then on top of that, some people are finding, and Mike did, that when he posts, they hit his Facebook wall, but then they show up in private. So they're not even public, that people can actually see it and respond to his actual post. This was very apparent today when the Biker Clubhouse came out.
Right.
And he was publishing his links, you know, using their ask button, and it was hitting his wall. But then when he went and looked at the drop down, it would say that it was private, not public, or only with friends. I can't remember which exact drop setting it had, but that's a private, I mean, somewhere in the privacy settings, it's not set up to say, you know, make Facebook Mafia Wars posts, you know, public. And that's something, you know, some people are going to have to decide on whether or not they want to or don't want to. So, and I'm not sure what Mafia Wars or Zynga is going to be able to do about that, because now if they're going to let that kind of control happen at the user level, then a lot of these posts may never even make it out on the public feeds. So that would mean that, like, things like Stream Helper would be limited in the number of posts it can see. It would also mean there'd be a lot of people now getting frustrated over not being able to, you know, upgrade their clubhouse, you know, clubhouse in this case, because no one's responding to those posts. So.
Mine's been upgrading. I didn't see it post on my wall, but then when I went back, it was there.
Right. And yeah, it's a little weird because you're so used to seeing that Facebook window pop up and then go, and then, you know, you have to actually click OK or send to actually send it to your wall. And some reason now that's kind of been bypassed. And I haven't looked deep into it. And Ike spends a lot of time looking at the feed stuff, and it's possible he might have a better explanation. But for now, there's just something changed today when they've released these latest things.
Yeah, and that little trick where you open three windows or four windows.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
and pull up your posts so you can post all four of them at the same time. That kind of killed that.
Yeah. And along the lines of the Clubhouse, you know, we did add the all the building properties were added to the property manager, and for a while there you were able to actually collect on all of them. And
yeah, that was
now
nice.
And they now have turned around, and I just got hit with it where you cannot collect all of them anymore. It'll only let you collect the five a day. So whichever five you choose, that will put a kibosh on you getting any more than that in a specific time period.
It was a slow roll nerf because it happened to me last night.
Right, and I didn't see it till this afternoon.
Earlier in the day, I saw people post about it, and I was like, well, mine's working.
Yeah.
And then like, you were able to build seven when I wasn't, so right. I think they gradually rolled that out.
Yep. Probably
which isn't
so.
Fair, because some people got to
some people got more than others. Yeah, such is life. The only other thing that I will make note of with regard to game, and it's not really a Spocklet thing, but it's something we're considering now. When you get a Revolver of Death, Zynga's actually added a close button on it.
Yes, because, that's wicked cool.
Yes, because what's happened is that in most cases, when the Revolver happens, it means that it just didn't get a properly formatted response. And that's what causes it to hang. And instead of them just saying, you know, throw the request out the window, they wanted to display this lovely, you know, revolver. So
Zynga didn't put the close button there.
Huh?
That close button, that was Ike. He added that to the
toolbar. Did he add it to the toolbar?
Yeah.
That sucker.
Really?
Yeah, we
that
played
would explain
it.
Because I was in Firefox.
He didn't even tell me that.
You don't awesome. Read my blog. We purposely
well, of course I don't.
We purposely didn't put the word out there to see how long it would take for people to notice.
And it's Pete.
And it was killing me because I'm like, oh, Ike, I want to post about this. It's so cool, but I'll wait.
I saw
and
him
then, like,
talk about a close button, but I did not. It didn't correlate in my mind.
It's a function of the toolbar.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm laughing.
I'm dying here.
You fell for it, too.
That's I did. Awesome. You know, and I read that in one of our rooms, and he was talking about a close button. And I thought he was talking about that Zynga put it there. So I yep. misunderstood, but that's funny. So yeah, you caught me, Ike. Huh? But
no,
so then there's a new feature of the toolbar that now it'll put a close button there, so you can actually close out the revolver if it's in your way. And
it's really awesome. Nice. It works so well too.
Yeah. Ideally, I'd love for it to just disappear the revolver entirely, but. Yeah. You know, it probably makes some sense. I know there are cases where it will spin for a little bit and then it'll kind of catch itself and then close the revolver down on its own. So it just depends on whether or not it gets a good response from the server. So that's probably it for me. And then I'll let Jen fill us in on more game changes.
More changes.
Yes.
As the world turns.
Well, the big thing I mentioned was with the Facebook changing, it's hard to find your Mafia Wars posts. And one of my admin Val's out, he found a link. And if you bookmark this link, it's on my blog. So if you type in how to see your Mafia Wars posts in the search bar, it should come up. And there's a nice little link. You can bookmark it. And then whenever you click on it, you'll get your news feeds with only Mafia Wars posts. I don't know much more about this link, but it's great. So whenever you need to find a specific type of post, if you don't use the stream scanner, you don't want to wait, you can just click on this link. So that's been very helpful.
It is really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was having trouble. Every time I, you know, went to the news feed, you get like Joe Schmo's YouTube video or, you know, links, the spockon.me links that are everywhere. War Help post, you know, I leveled up, yay me. All those posts, they were no longer in order, and they were kind of mixed in with other types of posts. Whatever Facebook decides are your top stories.
Yeah.
And there was no way to really keep it that way. You could change some things and get it that way for a little while. But this is just a permanent link, and click on it, and you'll always get your Mafia Wars feed posts. And I believe I discovered the answer to how many Chicago missions there are. I believe there are 9. And I'm on the 9th one, but I can't finish it because I have that stupid mission holdup, which the mission crew link I found was updated, and that's working fine now. So when people click on your link, you'll get credit. But this last mission, when you click to go ask now, it takes you to the Chicago job page. It doesn't take you to that Facebook or that request page where you ask for mission crew. And so what happens is when you try to use the mission crew link by Team Spockholm, it's going to tell you that you don't have an active mission going. When actually you do, it's something wrong with Zynga. And I know some people contacted customer support and they got the standard answer that the developers are aware of this issue and they're working hard to fix it.
Now, can you fix it by going to Stream Helper and then going and joining a crew?
I don't know. I haven't tried that.
I've noticed I got stuck on like 19 out of 20 on one of the on the Chicago crew jobs.
Uh-huh.
And it would stay on 19 no matter what happened. I'd republish our mission link that we've made available and stuff like that. Still no luck. But then I checked the ZMC and someone had sent me a join crew or join mission crew link. Mm-hmm. And if I clicked on it, then it actually knocked me into my 20th.
Yes, those count. And the trick with those is not to go like a click monkey and click them all really fast. You got to do like one at a time and wait a while.
Right.
And those should work. They all don't work, and I still haven't figured out why.
Okay.
But this is a little bit different because you don't even get the option to ask for people to join your mission. And then that mission crew link thinks you don't have a mission.
Gotcha.
So it's some kind of glitch. But for the most part, of these 9 Chicago City-based missions that I've done, whenever there was a bug, which you'll find several, I went to customer support and they finished them for me. Right. I don't like doing that, but if that's the only way to do it, sometimes I'll just be stupid and buy them off with reward points. But you'll notice for these city-based missions, the reward point cost to buy them off is just ridiculous.
It's pretty steep.
And they don't make sense. Like, you could buy it. There's one where you have to like win 10 wars and you could just buy it off, or you could go reset your war timer and it would be a lot cheaper.
Right.
But I used the Operation War Hunter bookmarklet, and I found old active wars that people hadn't finished.
Right.
And if you are the person to attack the headshot and you win the war, you get credit for winning a war. So you don't necessarily have to declare your own war and win.
You
can
go right.
out with yep. others. And I snuck into the war poster group that I've been very bad about because I have trouble remembering.
So you're coming in there and swiping the headshots.
I stole the headshots, yes. But it was for a blog post. I'm sure
everyone will.
I told Mike, too. I said, Mike, I'm sorry I stole some headshots. But I found the mission crew or the Operation War Hunter worked really good for that, because you'll find wars that people didn't post or they just didn't finish.
Right.
And there were quite a few headshots left on them. I was surprised.
Yep.
So I didn't have to spend reward points on that.
That's
that
cool.
was helpful.
Gotcha.
And who knows, they could add more when the new districts come out.
Now I have a question about the Chicago mission.
Uh-huh.
Is it, there's no time on it. I mean, you'll have it as long as Chicago exists.
Just like those Brazil missions.
Right. That's what I was just double checking.
65, yeah.
It's not one
of
the timed ones.
65 of them.
Yeah.
No, you have all the time in the world unless Zynga shuts down Mafia Wars or Chicago.
Right.
So, you know, I wouldn't rush out to try to finish them. I only did it so I could post them on the blog.
Sure, yeah.
But otherwise, there's no reason to. Like, you're not a hero if you finish your mission before somebody else. And, you know, they're kind of nice to save, too, because then if you get bored with everything, you still have something to look at.
Right.
And we talked about the property nerf. And it's funny because they've nerfed those things down so much. Like, when they first came out, you could build one every 8 hours. And they're like, oh, that's not good enough. Let's make it 18 hours. But then you could still build all of them. And now you can't. And a lot of people are like, well, why would I even bother building them? And we talked about this today in the Spockholm room. Ike said, well, you know that if they put something out there, you would do it just to complete it.
Right.
So that's pretty much the only reason. Although this biker clubhouse has, you can get +4 defense, and the rest of them had +3 for the special abilities.
And that's what it's going to come down to, is you're going to make a decision on which, if you're going to be building stamina or energy, you know, then you're going to decide which are going to be the better for you. You know, and then same thing, if you're going to be building up attack or defense, you're going to choose which one of these, you know, is best for you as well.
Yeah, it was just easier when you could build all of them. Yeah. And a lot of people didn't realize, and I didn't get a chance to make a post about it, but Ike did. he's mentioned it a few times. The property manager actually built all seven of them and did all the switching for you.
Right.
And it was nice. It took like less than a minute to get all of them. Yeah. I really missed that. So it was disappointing to see that they nerfed it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gave you something to want to do to build up these properties. There's two more batches of property items in the inventory, so it looks like we might be getting two more of these, but there are no more like coming soon properties. Like, remember the other ones when you would go to your New York property page and scroll to the bottom, there was like always two and it said coming soon.
Yep.
Well, you don't have that anymore, but we do have the items in the inventory, so I won't be surprised if we see two more weeks of these. And if they love them that much, they might be an every week thing.
Yeah, I think they'll only go so far. I mean, start getting to the point where it's like, why add them that often?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have like 30 of them and you can only craft five a day. Well, what's what's the value in that?
Or at least give us a loot item or something for crafting them. I think, because really, if you think about it, all the loot items are going to be obsolete anyways, and most of them are. So the only benefit to getting it to level 10 or even level 7, because you get the same number of skill points. So if I didn't really like doing these and I didn't care about being a completist, I would just say, screw it, I'm done at level 7. Because I'm, you know, you only care about the special abilities.
Well, or, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, or the other option you could do is you could make it where you can only craft the first five that you craft are what you get. Then anything above that, if you try to craft others, you get boosts instead.
Oh, that would be nice too. Kind of like the old...
almost like the old rackets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Zynga, I really miss my rackets.
Yeah, you
like it. I loved my rackets. Those were awesome. I was making my Mr. Hot Sauce.
And then Mr. Hot Sauce got taken away with the Riot Shield. I was upset about that.
Yep.
I liked Mr. Hot Sauce. And another funny thing, the henchmen, I don't know about you, but my henchmen scores are pretty low, and I think most people's are too. There really aren't that many of them available. So if you didn't like max out on these henchmen that are being offered with the event that will be over by the time this airs, your henchmen score is probably not the highest. And one thing that was kind of funny, do you remember that thing in Brazil, the mastery item, the jiu-jitsu master?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was classified as a henchman, and VLA, one of the admin on the Mafia Wars Loot Lady fan page, he was like, hey, the jiu-jitsu master can't be a person. It doesn't even have a head. It was kind of a funny post. And then the next day, Zynga changed it to an armor, and they changed the name of it, too.
Oh, wow.
Like a G-master or something. I don't remember what it's called. But that was kind of funny.
Do our Shaolin monks, are they henchmen?
They're people, yes. If they're a person, they're a henchman. But... Hmm. The jiu-jitsu master was just like an outfit, so it got put back to armor.
Huh.
But it still has the same stats and the same special ability.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they finally made all that giftable loot, with stats of 85 and under, it all got converted to giftable. So it kind of put a boost in the trading community. But the only thing really worth value is the henchmen, because the scores are so low. So you'll see a lot of like Swiss guards and those cab drivers from the henchman event are giftable.
Yeah, our Halloween people are still in the armor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of scores are you seeing on the loot?
You know, my worst items are in the low 80s and 90s for the henchmen. They really need to just add one as fight loot or, you know, something reasonable we can get 500 of.
Right.
And put an end to that. So hopefully with their next tie-in fight loot update, we'll get a henchman, preferably two, like one for defense and one for attack. And it's really upsetting that there's not one in the fight club. There's one henchman in the fight club, the Fates, but that's so old, like it's not going to help many people. It has like, I think 75 is the high score. But so many people have all these victory coins just with nothing to do with them. So they're pretty much useless now. Wow. And it was kind of disturbing how at Mafia Wars Live, Jeff pointed that out. and said that they weren't going to update the Fight Club because people had too many victory coins. But it's not our fault. It's like, give us something to use them on, and we'll spend them.
we have victory coins because they tell us that we have to do 1,500 ices in a week.
I know.
So then where do you think we're going to...
Yeah, I was always strategic with my victory coins, too, because, like, it's so much nicer to fight in Brazil or Chicago. It's faster, but you don't get as many victory coins, so I've always done New York or whatever, so I could get more victory coins. And now I kind of am learning that, oh, too bad, they're useless. You people have too many of them, so we're not going to give you anything to spend them on. Just like those loyalty points that we have tons of and nothing to spend them on. That's annoying. Because, you know, if you play strategically to get a large number of something so you can make use of it, and then they don't give you an option to do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be seeing a lot of offers for 50 and 60% off reward points.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times today and yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like they're, like, really pushing us to buy this stuff.
I think people are buying it because everybody's excited every time it goes up.
I know. One guy said he was just going to wait a couple more weeks and they would be 90% off.
They're just free. Yeah. Get your reward points and trade loot.
So, and Chester, I'm sure we'll talk about the family battles. Pete already touched on it. So that's all the new stuff.
Awesome. Well, Chester, what's up with you? Can I explain this module?
Yeah.
Please do.
So yesterday afternoon, we decided to join another battle. And when I said join, had the normal 4 minutes until countdown. When it did open up, there were only four people there. And there were only four people from Meg. And I was like, what the hell is going on? At first I thought that Zynga had nerfed it. But what they had done is actually implement a rule that I had asked for in the beginning. And what that was, if you have not been playing all day and you just logged in, and a war is already on, a battle is already on, instead of you being just massacred over and over and over again, it kept you out of that battle, and it's giving you an option to jump in. So let's say that you're battling a family that you know is just going to decimate you, and you're just going to be bait. You have an option to either jump into the battle by clicking on the Join the Battle button, or you can just abstain. If you abstain, the rest of your family is going to know it. So watch how many times you do that. I would check with your officers or the people that are running the family and say, look, do you want me in here? Because if I heal, I'm dead. I can't attack anybody and win. And every time that I do heal and I'm dead, it gives them points. What do you want me to do? Do you want me in the battle? Do you want me out of the battle?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big conundrum. It's a big issue with MIG because my motto is heal up, man up. Even if you get attacked, stand back up, hit whoever you can. But if you can't, I mean, here you're in a catch-22. So families are going to have to look at the battle module and see how they want to do it. So that's the first piece of it. The second piece of it is they changed the duration of the battles. They killed our 48-hour one, kept the 4-hour, and then they put in 1 hour, which is decent for the families that you're going to totally decimate. But it's still, you're lacking the other one, which is the drive-by. So allow us to do a drive-by, whether friendly or not. And don't allow the other person to say yes or no.
It's just on.
Hey, you're in a battle. And then you've got to put in the white flag. Mm-hmm. If you don't put that white flag in or you don't give us an option to end it early, then, again, you're still putting families in a situation that they don't need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So allow the other family to say, hey, white flag, I'm throwing in the towel. Here's a note that says...
forfeit.
Absolutely. So,
well, yesterday's battle specifically wouldn't let me add. So, like, when you clicked on join battle, you weren't showing up there. And I know the other family that we were at battle with was having the same problem.
Yeah. Again, it had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it may have been that they didn't roll it out to everybody at the time. They do love those rolling rollouts, don't they?
They do.
So it may have been that. And I'm sitting here going, I like it, but I don't like it. So, I don't know.
That's the thing, about the timing, is that if you say you're going to do it, the war, and then someone accepts it, that doesn't mean people aren't out to dinner and whatnot. So, the timing thing's still an issue, I think.
I mean, it should... Yeah, I mean, I get why they do it, because you put the invite out for somebody, and you just got to wait for somebody over there to say yes. I mean, hopefully everybody's doing their research and just not blindly accepting these. Because if you're blindly accepting them, you're going to get in trouble sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at MIG, we do our research. We see who's involved on the other side. We may tap one or two of them and see if they're comparable to us. Because, I mean, when it's lopsided, it's lopsided. It's just boring as hell. We want somebody that we can dance with.
Yeah, have some fun.
Yeah, we want to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Exactly.
So hopefully they'll change and add a couple more. So we've got the timing one that you need to add back in. Allow us to specify a time. Don't just limit us to 48. Put something that says unlimited.
And until then that flag goes up.
Exactly. I mean, it could be a death match. Call it the death match. Everybody
What's
knows.
What's a squirmish? I've never heard that term.
It's like a squirmish, like a little
it's
fight,
a
like a
skirmish.
Little...
It's
a skirmish. Yeah.
Skirmish. Okay. I haven't heard that one either.
It's like a little fight instead of like a war.
A baby fight. And What do you all think of this leaderboard?
I like having lopsided. The leaderboard.
Well, no. I mean, does anybody know exactly how many points you get per hit?
Yeah, we need to understand it.
They said it was secret. You.
Yeah, so with secret, like the sauce? I mean, come on.
Or Bush's baked beans. Maybe we'll get a dog.
You get the dog to tell us?
Sing a dog will tell us.
It's holding the secrets.
I don't know. I just think that they need to get the leaderboard off. Leaderboard off. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, MIG on one of these things is like at 10,000 and something.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, Ike was noticing that the families that are on top are the really small families. So
yeah,
that
makes
might
sense.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
It's got to be a ratio. I mean, if you have five people and they attacked another family and they won and they did then it may be that they get a higher percentage, you know?
But it's balanced in level.
It'll be balanced, I think, by the number of people that you have and the number of attacks that you – the attacks that you do, the wins that you do, and what is the number of the other family. It's got to be a ratio like that. So
all they told me is it was a secret.
They need to stop being so dang secretive.
But I think Pete, Ike, and Martin will be writing on their walls. The John Nash team.
That's right.
They'll
we
figure
definitely
it
will.
Out.
Yeah.
Somebody will.
All right. So the last thing, second to the last thing we have is a rant. So Janine is basically saying this. She's fed up of hearing people moan about credit card players. You know, people are too big. They can't beat you. Me, 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 me. You know what? She says it's their money. Let them spend it as they wish. It's all going to the GDP, so it's helping America. So leave them alone.
Word.
Everybody plays the game in their own way. You don't need a credit card to be strong. You just need a knowledge of the game. Listen and read the advice and tips that are given on the Informant podcast and on the Loot Ladies page and apply it to your account. That's all you got to do. I mean, I'm one of the pure people, and I've been playing for 3 years.
Did you say pure?
So you're pure and I'm dirty because I've spent money?
Oh, that you're dirty.
Oh, that's
just
funny.
It's nasty, if you please. But, I mean, that's... A pure account is one that you're not funneling a bunch of money in and you're not doing a bunch of crap on. So it's pretty much a pure account. And it's, you know, not the strongest fish in the pond for my level, but I'm damn sure not the weakest. Mm-mm. So, I mean, I still take on everybody that I can. Even if I lose, I'll still tap everybody. And I know that once I tap somebody, they're just going to come pound me into the dirt. And that's okay.
Mark, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So.
You get a lot of love.
I do. But that's okay. That's the way the game is. And quit moaning and bitching and complaining about it. You don't like getting hit? Farmville.
Or Mafia Wars 2, which will be coming out soon.
So that's the last thing. So Mafia Wars 2, everybody has seen the banners. They've told everybody that it's coming out. They've told everybody that there's a beta going on, a closed beta that not everybody has access to. All we can say is It's coming. It's different. And that's it. There's no specifics. It's not like what you're used to.
Well, and Mafia Wars, or Zynga, went ahead and decided to do to acknowledge the 3-year anniversary and do a Mafia War meetup day for October 8th. So if anybody wants to do that, you can go to meetup.com and get yourself situated. They are going to give groups that have more than 25 people a swag bag of some sort.
All right, so we've got some shout-outs today, kids.
Do we?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
First one goes out to OG. It is their birthday, so the very first family in Mafia Wars started today, 3 years ago. So they're having a mock that started a couple hours ago, and it's going to go through Sunday. And
looks like they're having fun.
Yep, they are having fun. So hats off, props to OG. And then I've got to give one out to the Goat Father.
Oh, wow.
The Goat Father's birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So, everyone likes the Goat Father. He doesn't mind that name, right?
I really no. don't give a shit if he
does. Well, I do. I don't want to call him that if it's bad.
You can just call him
I put
JP.
That on his wall. Go look on his wall and see if he got pissed off and erased it. Okay. If he didn't erase it, then there you go.
And nickname's a form of flattery. It's true.
I actually gave him a birthday present.
What'd you give him? A MIG shirt?
10,000 parade balloons.
Yeah.
Hey, I should
send balloons over.
Check your loot, it's coming.
He's the godfather of EFC.
Yeah.
That's right. And my family. But what I did do is I gave him my very last Mafia Wars 2 beta invite.
Oh, that was nice.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Goat Father.
And when it crashes.
You survived this long, dude. You need something.
Exactly. I think balloons will help be a nice little touch. Yeah.
I don't need him to go away. I won't have material anymore.
No, he's good fun.
Yes. He takes a lot of crap, so, but he's always stuck to his guns, and you have to admire and respect that.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he's the only one that ever called me a cheater, though, so.
No, the shoe fits there.
I don't cheat.
Everybody calls me and Pete cheaters.
Well,
yeah, but I didn't even know about any
scripts. You guys
are
scriptaholics. There's going to be a 12-step program for you scripters.
But we're not cheaters.
Spock Anonymous.
Official.
Yeah. Spock on.
I'm a Spocktonian.
Spock Anonymous.
I haven't scripted in 4 hours. Yay.
I'm starting to itch, though.
That's right. Could you help me, man? Give me some coffee, a cigarette, and a beer, damn it.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Jana.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Frank. He's been on the show before, but he's a big fan, and he wanted us to say hi. So,
Hi, hello. Frank. I know Frank. He's in MIG,
hey,
right?
Hey, Frank.
Yes, he is one of our newer MIGs.
How are you liking the hat?
I think he loves the hat.
The ass hat?
No.
The Spock hat.
He has he's one of the few people that actually have a Spock hat.
Yeah. I want more Spock swag.
Hat. Yeah. I have to see what I can dig up.
Quit mooching, you mooches. All right, Jennifer.
My shout out is to NG Boone. He's the godfather of the ass family and one of my admin. So we've been going through
He's a big ass.
Yeah.
He's one of the top asses that I know.
He is. But we've all had all this. We've never been in families before and dealing with the everyday drama of the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go through times where we're like, God, this isn't even fun. And
it's a whole different ballgame.
It really is. So he's been
a
great
support. 3 years, lady.
He's doing a good job with being the godfather. I don't know if that was the role he wanted. I just kind of said, hey, can I pass this family to you when after I made it?
Here, you take the heat.
But he's done a great job, too, with the Mafia Wars Loot Lady fan page. He puts news updates on it because we get a lot of redundant questions, and he's really good at trying to prevent that. And he's just an all-around good guy, good player. He does a lot, so shout out to him.
Cool. Spock on.
Spock on. I'm actually going to give a shout out, and I don't even know if he'll get this because he's actually left the Mafia Wars game, but my shout out tonight is to Walt Dietrich.
Oh.
And I met him when I was in Vegas.
Is that Marlene Dietrich's second cousin twice removed?
Might be.
No, but I didn't know he left.
Yep,
looking at his profile, he's got a big slash through Mafia Wars.
That was sad. Okay.
He has decided to step away from the game. So I don't know if he'll still listen to the show or not, and if he does, you know, just a shout out to him and appreciate taking the time to talk with me when I was in Vegas.
He helped a lot with Spotcom. Like, he was really good at helping people understand.
He'd answer a lot of questions on the wall and stuff like that. Yeah, so he'll be missed.
We lost another.
Yep.
Very missed.
So, and then, of course, I've got to give, when I haven't done it in a while, I've got to give a shout out to the Spocktonians. So, Spock-on.
And you guys deserve a big shout out because everybody loves the checklist. So,
the toolbar.
It's a checklist.
The toolbar, sorry.
Yeah. I love them both, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Stoolbar?
Stoolbar.
And stool? Yeah. And
well, even people that don't use scripts are downloading it because it offers some nice features.
Mm. It is very nice.
I thought they were Spocklets.
Same
thing. What?
Same thing, but better.
Same thing, but better. But they're Spocklets if they're from our place, and they're Bookmarklets if they're from somewhere else.
Yeah, see, if you said if they were the same thing, I was expecting you to
it's give not pretty the damn same.
Good growl there, dude.
There you go.
That's what you do.
Anyway, so I think that's a wrap, folks.
That's it.
That's a wrap.
Because my wife is going to wrap me across the head.
I hear.
I want to cross, get them crashing to the brand new one.